Well, it was supposed to make everything better, wasn't it? We could cut the cord on cable, stick it to the man who had been extorting us to pay for channels that we never really wanted in the first place, and then we'd only watch what we want for a lot less money. Unfortunately, according to New York Times columnist Kevin Roos, the future of TV is often messy, confusing, and unfortunately, here to stay for now. Kevin, the cord-cutting experience, not very glamorous, is it?
So I'm sure you're familiar with the phenomenon. I've started calling it like the hunt, which is where you sit down, you want to watch a show on TV. I don't have a cable subscription. A lot of millions of people in the past few years have canceled their cable subscriptions and have moved to apps like Hulu and Netflix and all these other streaming apps. And so you sit down and you say, okay, I want to watch a show, but I forget which app it's on. So you go through all your apps, you search for it, you see if it's on, you know, Hulu or Netflix or Amazon. Finally, maybe you find it, but it's not the season you wanted, or it costs money, or right. It's not live. And so this has been very frustrating for a lot of people, especially people who, you know, sort of cut their cable because they thought that the alternatives would be easier, and are now finding out that actually in some cases it's harder to find things than it used to be on regular old cable, and it can be more expensive too.
Right. Not only is it harder to find, but we're spending almost as much after cutting the cord as we did before, which was not supposed to be part of the plan.
Right. I mean, for my own cable bill, it went from about $100 under cable to now I pay, you know, not only do I pay for my internet access, but I pay for Netflix. I pay $10 a month for Hulu. You got to pay for your Amazon Prime. For, you know, if you like sports, you'll want to pay for some sports streaming services. So all of this is adding up. And in the future, what we've seen is that companies like Disney and ESPN are planning their own so-called over-the-top services, and those will cost money too. So in the future, it might be that it costs more than $100 to get the programming you want, and I think that's a shock to a lot of people.
And you mentioned Disney and ESPN and also Facebook, you mentioned in your column. These are new services that are not going to make things any easier. These are just going to be more places we're going to have to go to find our content, right?
Right. I mean, Facebook is making a big push. It announced last week that it's starting a service called Watch, which will be its sort of competitor for YouTube. And they're going to have a number of professionally produced shows. They want you to watch these not only on your phone inside the Facebook app, but on your TV. And so they're competing for the same set of eyeballs, too. And I think one of the really interesting things about the way that the cable, you know, sort of post-cable future has played out is that there's no sort of cooperation between these apps. There's no sense that, hey, maybe the consumer doesn't want to, you know, have to sift through six or eight different apps to find the show that they want. And I don't think that's going to happen in the future either. I mean, the experts I spoke to said, basically, this is messy now, but just wait a few years when all these companies have their own direct consumer streaming apps. It's going to be much messier.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Kevin. That's Kevin Roos, columnist at the New York Times.
Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.